relatively few psukim are devoted to the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, the Torah emphasizes that Yom Tshuva Yelachem, and in fact the Rishonim debate the very nature of this mitzvah. To what extent do we assume the mitzvah really is one of tkiyas shofar? Or perhaps should we assume that no, the kiyum ha-mitzvah is the shmias hakol? If you look at the Rambam in many different places, the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah is one of shmia. In the very beginning of Tocha Shofar, when the Rambam categorizes the mitzvah, the Rambam writes, the shmoa kol shofar be'echad betishrei. The Rambam begins, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, by telling us that mitzvah sasei shel Torah li shmoa tshuva shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam, a little bit later in Halacha Gimel, writes the Chiddush that if a person is tokeh b'shofar ha-gozel, the Rambam writes that one, in fact, is Yotze. We do not label that as a mitzvah ba b'aveira, because the Rambam writes, she'ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmiyas ha-kol, and ve'ein b'kol din gezel. In order to apply the concept of mitzvah ba b'aveira, now it's necessary to have the aveira relate to the chefze shel mitzvah. That cannot be the case, the Rambam writes, when it comes to one who is stealing shofar, because after all, the chefze shel mitzvah is the kol. The sound that's produced was not stolen, not shel gezel, and therefore, ein bekol din gezel. And this is true in the Rambam, in the Minya HaMitzvos as well, and in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvah Kufayin, and the Tshuvas HaRambam in Siman Nun Aleph, where the Rambam emphasizes that the mitzvah is one of shmia. Even in terms of the Nusach HaBracha, right, it is fascinating that there is no reference in Shas, right, to the Nusach HaBracha regarding the mitzvah of shofar. The Balamor writes, it's found in Daf Yudam Abayis and Daf Be'arif in Rosh Hashanah, that's because Midin de Gemara, there was no bracha on the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar at all. The first time they used to sound the shofar Midin de Gemara was al Seder HaBrachos, Malchich Zichronos and Shofros, and the brachos of the tefillah that served as coverage for the mitzvah of shofar as well. It was only a much later takana that we have tkiyos outside of the misgeres of brachos v'shma esrei, the tkiyos that follow kriyas haTorah, and the Balamor writes, that's why it was necessary in the time of the Gonim to institute a bracha, and hence no reference in the Gemara at all to the bracha of shofar. And as we know, fundamental machlok is what indeed is the nusach habracha. We assume, as the Rambam writes, this is what the Tur writes in Tavkuf Pehei, that the nusach habracha is lishmoa kol shofar, but not everyone agrees that is true. If you look in the smak, for example, in mitzvah sasei membeis, it would seem to indicate that smak assumes the mitzvah is one of tekiyas shofar. If you look in the shultos in kufayin aleph writes the mitzvah is one of tekiyah. And in fact, Rabbi Tam Shita is that the Nusach HaBracha is not Shmia, but rather Tkiyah. Two different versions of Rabbi Tam, either Al Tkiyah Shofar or Lit Koa B'Shofar. But it's clear Rabbi Tam maintained that the Nusach HaBracha, right, is one of Tkiyah. So whereas we assume, as the Rambam, that Lishmo Kol Shofar, Rabbi Tam Shita, right, is that the Nusach HaBracha is Al. If you look in the Rosh, in the very beginning of Pesachim, in Perak Aleph, Siman Yod, and the Rosh as well in Arvei Pesachim, there the lengthy discussion about Nusach HaBracha, right? And the Rosh writes, Rabbi Tam Shita, is that Tkiyah is the term which is used regarding the mitzvah shofar. So on one level, perhaps this is not simply a more detailed machlokas, but you know, the Nusach HaBracha perhaps reflects the very essence, the very nature, right, of the mitzvah itself. When the Gemara in Shabbos and the Chav Gimel is discussing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and the Gemara raises the issue, what exactly is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah one of hadlakos a mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah hanachos a mitzvah? The Gemara is poshet that it must be hadlakos a mitzvah, because the nusach habracha is lahadlik Ner Chanukah. And therefore, we can use as an indicator, the nusach habracha teaches that this is considered to be the very essence, the very nature of the mitzvah itself. Tosa similarly writes, Nivamos and Abzari Mabez, in the top Tosas, the same thing issue when it comes to tzitzis. There, Tosas discusses a fasting issue. What is the mitzvah tzitzis? Is the mitzvah one of levisha, meaning the act of levisha when one puts on the beged? Or should we assume, as Tosas says, that no, wearing the beged, asher techaseva kvar, right? It touches what we discussed yesterday. We talked about the concept of beidna. So Tosas contrasts tzitzis in kilayim. Tosas writes a fascinating chiddush, that the Isra of Kilayim one violates when you put on the klayim, b'shas levisha. And that's why the Gemara refers to kilayim in brachos nafyotesim abeis as being kum v'esei. Tzitzis, the Gemara Nivamos, nafzadik refers to it as that which is b'shev haltase. The Gemara says that that's one of the cases of yesh koach b'yad chachamim, lakar davar ben haTorah b'shev haltase. So Tosfos is very bothered. Why is kilayim kum v'esei? And why is tzitzis shev haltase? So Tosfos suggests a very interesting chiddush, that when it comes to tzitzis, there the pasuk says asher techaseva. So asher techaseva kvar. It means ksuscha. It means the ksus that you are presently wearing. When it comes to shatnez, the pasuk says lo silba shatnez. And therefore Tosfos writes the isra of shatnez is b'shas levisha, when you put on the beged, and tzitzis you fulfill a tiny frame later when the beged is being worn. Right, that's the chiddush that Tosfos writes. It's relevant for yesterday's shir because one of the main makaros of Esed Ocholos Aseh, of course, is kelayim and tzitzis, is that be'idna. Esed Ocholos Aseh requires be'idna. Here Tosfos immediately writes that no, you violate the iser of shatnez before the kiyum hamitzvah of tzitzis, but yet the Gemara calls that be'idna. Poshav shatat Tosfos, this is like I mentioned yesterday, like the Piskei Tosfos and Zvachim, and Av Samach Tes, and that is when it's all fluid, it's all ma'ase echad, al pidin, that is called be'idna. Maybe that Tosfos is against, right? The Tosfos in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, Batchilas Bia in Gemar Bia, that's an important marimakom. But then Tosfos says the following, I have a difficulty. Because if you'll argue that tzitzis is not ma'ase levisha, but rather asher techaseva, so therefore, why is the nusach habracha lihis ate? He's at table. Because the Nusach HaBracha stresses the Maisa Levisha. And therefore, again, Tosfos assumes that the Nusach HaBracha is an indicator as to the nature of the mitzvah itself. That's an important chiddush. There are other examples as well, where Nusach HaBracha is not just simply right, a technical issue, but rather it reflects the very essence, the very nature of the mitzvah. And perhaps in a certain sense, the machlokas Rishonim, as the Nusach HaBracha is a fundamental one. Is the mitzvah shofar one of Shmia? Is the mitzvah shofar one of Tekiah? If you look, for example, right in the Mordechai, in the very end of Rosh Hashanah, right, it's an Os, Tav Shin Chaf Aleph, the Mordechai just simply maintains that when the Baal Tokiah sounds the shofar, how is it that I am Yotze? I'm not blowing the shofar. So how, in fact, is that done? Right? One could understand that perhaps in two very different ways. Well, if it's a mitzvah shmia, maybe one could argue that I'm Yotze because I was a shomer. That is the mitzvah. True, he blew, good. But I was Yotze the mitzvah, right, almost independently, because I was the one who was Shomea Kol Shofar. If you assume that the mitzvah is one of Tekiah, then how am I Yotzei? Well, the mitzvah of Megillah, for example, is mitzvah's Kriya Samegillah. How am I Yotzei Kriya Samegillah? It's not Shmiya Sakol, it's Kriya. One has to invoke the principle in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches of Shomea Ka'omim. So perhaps that's critical when it comes to the mitzvah Shofar as well. But in Achinami, it's a mitzvah Tekiah, and through the principle of Shomea Ka'one, it's considered as if I have read the Megillah, it's considered as if I have sounded the shofar, not simply heard the kol shofar itself. The Mordechai, then if Rosh Hashanah writes, the Shomea Ka'one is the vehicle by which the Shomea is Yotzei, not simply because that this independently is considered to be my mitzvah itself. Indicators that perhaps that shofar is indeed a mitzvah Shmia, perhaps is the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Zayin, where the Mishnah tells us what happens if a person is tokeh l'toch habor. Is he Yotzei or is he not? So the Mishnah tells us very simply that a person has to determine what is it that he is hearing. If he's hearing the kol shofar, right, then he's Yotzei. If he's hearing the kol havara, just an echo in such a case, he would not be Yotzei. Even the Baal Tokeh, not just simply a Shomea, even the Baal Tokeh himself, right? He will only be Yotzi if he's hearing the Kol Shofar, not if he's hearing the Kol Havar. Perhaps offhand, right? One could argue that seems to point in the direction of a mitzvah Shmia. If I was Tokeya, I was Tokeya. The fact that it's necessary that I must hear the Kol Shofar, and somehow if it's a disrupted Kol, I would not be Yotzi, does not indicate that the mitzvah, at least a kiyum of the mitzvah, is considered to be that of Shmia. And yet, If you look just a little bit later, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, there the Mishnah writes that a bar chiyuv is necessary. Let's assume, for example, the kol is produced by a cheresh, a shot, a katan. In such a case, one would not be yotze. A bar chiyuv, in fact, is considered to be necessary. Perhaps at first glance, but again, not muchach, perhaps at first glance, a person would say, if it's a mitzvah shmiya, perhaps not, but if it's a mitzvah tkiya, and you have to invoke a shemea konu, of course, kom yishin muchliya badavar, in a motzi yasarabim, yidei chavasa. Perhaps one could argue as follows, that even Rabbeinu Tam will admit that the kiyum mitzvah is one of shmiya. Why is it that Rabbeinu Tam writes that the bracha is one that emphasizes tekiah? Perhaps one could argue as follows. The kiyum mitzvah, of course, is the shmiya sakol. But perhaps the bracha, right, is not dependent on the kiyum mitzvah. The bracha is dependent al pidin on maisa mitzvah. We normally assume that bracha is nikva based on maisa mitzvah. Let's assume, for example, I'm putting up a mezuzah for you. I am not fulfilling the mitzvah's mezuzah. It's a chesed that I'm helping you do so. You're the one who is makayim the mitzvah. You're the one who has the bayis sheish mezuzah. But yet I will recite, right, the bracha. Let's assume, for example, you have a mezuzah which is present, but you are not kovei the mezuzah. There was no maisa mitzvah in that way. Right? We assume that you would not recite a bracha. The bracha is on maisa ha-mitzvah, not on the kiyum ha-mitzvah. There's a very great chiddush found in the Magen Avraham. We don't paskin like this Magen Avraham in Simen Yotes, where the Magen Avraham has a bracha lodur babayi sheyesh b'mezuzah. Interesting chiddush. I purchase a home and there are mezuzahs that are already there. Magen Avraham writes, I now fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah, and that warrants a berachas ha-mitzvah. And we assume that that is not true. Right, the bracha is on maisa mitzvah. If you look in the Chavis Rabbi Kveger in Simen Ches, Rabbi Kveger writes an unbelievable kiddush. Let's assume, for example, right, the house is not being used. Mezuzah zochovas hadar, and the house right now is empty. So Rabbi Kveger suggests a very great kiddush in the Chuv. Take a look. Let's say you all go on vacation. You're away from your home for a window of time, and now you return. Or Rabbi Kveger writes, now you should make a bracha on mezuzah. Now, after all, when you were not there, the home was not utilized, was not being occupied, in such a case, that's not the kiyum mezuzah. There was no chiyuv mezuzah at that time. Now that you're re-entering, so in such a case, you should recite a new birchas hamitzvah. And maybe even with a shorter lapse of time than a person who has an extended vacation. Right? Maybe you should recite such a bracha. Interesting chiddush. Then Rabbi Kveger ends the tshuva. And after his signature, he writes, oh, he saw in the Birkei Yosef. But the Birkei Yosef writes that, no, of course, the Birchas HaMitzvah, like Mezuzah, has to be associated with a Maisa HaMitzvah. And only if one is Koveya Mezuzah, right, you will recite a bracha, not if now you are being Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Mezuzah, again, is an indicator that, of course, Nusach HaBracha is based on Maisa HaMitzvah, not based on the fact of Kiyum HaMitzvah. Let's assume, for example, it's already been a shmashos, and a woman did not light near Shabbos. That's one of the cases in Shulchan Aruch that you can light the near Shabbos. Al yidei nachri. Right? After all, it's ben hashmashos. It's the tzorach mitzvah. Am nilachri is a shvus. So therefore, shvus ben hashmashos from makom mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham writes in Pesukim Chiddush that the woman can make a bracha. Then we assume a halacha against the Magen Avraham that no, what bracha on what? You're not doing any ma'isa mitzvah at all. So good, you'll be makayim the mitzvah of oneg because you'll have a ner dolok babayis. But a kiyum mitzvah alone is insufficient to recite a bracha. That's the Magen Avraham Lashita saying. But the Magen Avraham assumes that no, you can envision a bracha and kiyum hamitzvah. So maybe one can argue, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, just going a step further, since it is maisa hamitzvah that usually is the determining factor, so maybe one could argue as follows, that the nusach habracha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, should reflect the maisa hamitzvah. Perhaps, of course, the kiyum hamitzvah shmiya sakol, but the maisa hamitzvah is a maisa tkiya, and bracha is nikva based on maisa mitzvah, so a corollary, the nusach should reflect right, the Maisa HaMitzvah as well. Right, and that is true. Right, perhaps even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Mitzvah Shmiya, but the Nesach HaBrachi is Litzkar Alt Kiyashofen. And of course, even if you assume that the mitzvah is one of Shmiya, well, of course you require, right, a bar chiyuva, the sugya and Rosh Hashanah chavtes, but not the Torah shomea ka'on necessarily, just very simply, that of course, the mitzvah shmiya sakol, but what is shmiya sakol? It means a shmiya kol shofar shal mitzvah. And what is it that renders it as a kol shofar shal mitzvah? So the Chaz Nish writes in Simen chavtes, if you look in Mikrei Kodesh, Ratzi Pesach Frank, and Simen Tezayin, right, that a bar chiyuv is necessary to create, right, the kol shofar shal mitzvah. You listen to a tape. Good, it's a mitzvah of shmiya, but al pidin that is not considered to be a kol shofar. One of the qualities of the kol shofar is that it has to be produced by one who is a bar chiyuv. And what about the case of the kol havara? I blow, but I heard an echo. The Mishnah says, I'm not Yotze. So isn't that an indicator that the mitzvah is one of Shmiya? I was Tokeya, but a chisern of Shmiya is Likuva. Perhaps as well, right? That does not necessarily indicate that the nature of the mitzvah is one of Shmiya. Maybe one could argue as follows, that even if the mitzvah is, in its essence, a mitzvah tkiya, but one of the conditions, one of the tnai ha-mitzvah, is shmiya is needed. Einachinami, in principle, the mitzvah is one of tkiya. But you know, shmiya is not irrelevant. Shmiya is considered to be a necessary condition of the mitzvah. Well, why should that be? It's a condition of the mitzvah, even though the cheftza, the mitzvah, is one of tkiya. So if you look in the Tshuvas Maharam El Shakar, Maram al Shakar in Simen Yud, Maram al Shakar writes, I'll show you that this is true. And he refers you to the Gemara Brachos and Daf Tesvav when it comes to Kriyashma. No, the Gemara says regarding Kriyashma, Sarach lehashmi lozen. Sarach lehashmi lozen. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Likuv, according to you, it's only Din Lechatchila. Kriyashma, Sarach lehashmi lozen. So what would you say? You're going to give shir and maintain that what? Kriya Shema is a mitzvah shmiya. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah kriya. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah shmiya. Shmiya sakol. It's a very question whether shomea kon would even work. Right? If I'm shomea, you recite Kriya Shema and I'll just listen to you. Is that good enough? Not necessarily. The ritual writes that that's not good enough. That's the comment of the Gaon, the Shnos Elyon, the very beginning of Maseches Brachos. The Gaon writes, how does Shas begin? Mei Masai Korin. Korin. Korin is Loshon Rabbi. And then you read a little bit further when it comes to Birchos Kriya Shema. There it says, Mivarech, not Mivarechim, Mivarech Shtayim. The Mishnah of the third parak of Megillah. When it comes to Kriya Sa Megillah, HaKore. Omed. Why does the Mishnah use the term Kore when it comes to Kriya Shema Megillah? Why does it say Korin when it comes to Kriya Shema? And why again we flip back to the Lashon Yachid when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema? So the Gaon writes, it's found in Mitzvah, because when it comes to Kriya Shema Megillah, one person is reading Barachayrim. We're being Yotze collectively. When it comes to Kriya Shema, no, Kriya Shema doesn't work. There's no Shema Komen. And therefore, it's necessary for each and every person individually to do so. That's why Lashon Rabin is used. That's the Gaon that's right from Amos Korin. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah kriya, kriya saparsha. But yet, the Torah tells us that Shmi is a condition. It's necessary to hear. It's part of my sakriya. Not the essence of the mitzvah, but it's nice Shiva mitzvah. So the Rama Shaka writes, perhaps this is true. When it comes to the case of Tkiya Shofar as well. The mitzvah ke mitzvah stkia, but tzarech la'ashmil ozno. Right, that's true. As is true when it comes to other mitzvahs. It's certainly not a mitzvah, right, of shmiya. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Shofar, even though the Rambam stresses that Tkiyah Shofar is a mitzvah of Shmiya. The Rambam stresses the kavana which is necessary when it comes to Kriya Shema. The Rambam maintains that kavana is needed, even though, interestingly, the Rambam in Perek Vav HaChoscham Mitzvah Matzah paskens that mitzvah sein tzrichos kavana, kafu v'chamatzi yatzah. When it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, the Rambam writes, kavana is considered to be critical. One of the ways of resolving that apparent steer in the Rambam, this is what the Magen Mishnah writes. The Magen Mishnah writes, fancy, this is L'shitase. Whenever you have an active mitzvah, an absolute maisa mitzvah, like a maisa achila, then the Rambam could argue that implicit in the maisa mitzvah is kavana. Whenever, however, you have a case where the mitzvah is a passive mitzvah, like the Magen Mishnah writes, Shmias Kol Shofar, then a passive mitzvah requires kavana. What is it that links me to this act? If I am performing a concrete maisa mitzvah, maybe then you can argue that a stone lishma that nichlal in asiyas mitzvah is kavana. What does it mean? Shmiya b'li kavana. So therefore the Rambam writes that kavana is necessary. That's the Magen Mishnah's answer to the stira. But it is interesting, that Rambam, Beis Dalid, when the Rambam discusses kavana, the Rambam goes a step further. The Rambam writes that you need not only the kavanas hashomea, but you also require the kavanas hamashmiya. Kavanas hamashmiya. Ad shiyachavin hashomea umashmiya. You, the tokeh, have to be in mind to be motzi me. Not just simply that I have to have in mind that what I'm hearing is a kol shel mitzvah. Maybe one could argue because hearing without kavana, what have I done? But the Rambam writes more than that. I hear, I recognize it's a kol shofar, I intend to be otzi, that's insufficient unless you have the kavana samashmiya. This is even in light of the Rambam that maintains repeatedly that the mitzvah is one of shmiya sakol. But Pashup Shat, one could argue as follows. True, shmiya sakol, but the maisa ha-mitzvah is one of tkiyah. And for the maisa ha-mitzvah, shmiya kon is required, even if the kiyum ha-mitzvah is lishmo, shua shofar. Poshav Shata further indicated that the mitzvah is one of Shmiya, is the Sugin Rosh Hashanah Chotes regarding a Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chori. And here the Gemara tells us a very unusual Chiddush, that if you have one who's a Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chori, he's somewhat stuck. No? Part of him, the Chatzi Ben Chori is Chayiv and Shofar, but the Chatzi Ever is Dino Kisha, where Shofar is Mitzvah Shos Van Grama. So what does he do? The Gemara writes a fascinating chiddush. He cannot be tokei al atzma. But yishmu me'acher. He can't sound the shofar himself. Because lo'at yisar avdu sumapik tzacherus. So it's a pretty unusual case. Interesting, unusual case. Where a person cannot perform the mitzvah himself, but he has to do so al yedei acher. There are so many examples of such models, but that's what the Gemara writes when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar. Yishum Echeri, interesting Chiddush. Mezuzah is not an exact parallel, but Mezuzah is an interesting case. Let's say women are exempt from tefillin. Women cannot write tefillin. They can't create the Chef Teshom. It's good, they're exempt. What about when it comes to Mezuzah? Well, of course, women are obligated Mezuzah. That's a Mishnah Brachos Nacha. But because of the Hekesh, equating all of Stam, women cannot write the mezuzah. It's interesting. So women are obligated the mitzvah, but they can't create the chefter shal mitzvah. They have to go ahead and have that done. Al yedei acherim. It's not an exact parallel, because the mitzvah is not the writing of the mezuzah. The mitzvah is the kfiyas mezuzah. A woman can put up her mezuzah. But it is interesting that women are obligated in matzah. They can make matzah. Women are exempt from tzitzis, they can't make tzitzis lishma, Tosfos writes. Here you have an interesting case where women are obligated in the mitzvah, but they can't create the chef to shal mitzvah. Again, it's not identical because the mitzvah they can do, the kfiyas ha-mitzvah, kfiyas ha-mezuzah, they can't create the chef to shal mitzvah. Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Zayin, The Gemara has the machlokes samaraim as to whether women can perform a bris mila. The Gemara has two psukim as to why it is that a goy cannot be malo, either because hamol yimo or brisi tishmar. The Gemara has an afkamina whether a woman can serve as a malo. Machlokes in the Gemara, today's in Tosos had a paskin, whether a woman can be a malo. So Tosos raises an unusual question, that if you assume a woman cannot perform the maisa amila, so when the Gemara in Kedushin of Chavtes, right, discusses the obligation of parents regarding their children, so the Gemara says a father is obligated bris mila of his son, but a mother is exempt from bris mila for his son. And how do you know that that's true? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, osov lo osam, osov lo osam. There, Tosis asks a little bit different kasha. What do you need the pasuk for? Why don't you assume it's a mitzvah here's my grandma? That's Tosis kasha. In Kedushin, Tosis and Avodah Zarah is the father. Wait a second. The Gemara just said that it's machlokas samarim whether women can perform a bris mila. So if a woman cannot do a bris mila, she can't be a moel. Well, obviously she's not obligated to do the bris mila of her son. She can't do it. If you assume a woman could serve as a moel, so you have a pasuk to say, but she's exempt. She's still exempt, even though she could do so. But what's the flip side? Right? Isn't it obvious that women are not obligated in the mila of their son? They can't do it. They can't do it. So, Tosfos writes, not necessarily. They would have to get somebody else to do it. They would have to hire a mole to do it. That's what Tosfos writes. If he didn't have the pasuk of osov lo osam, we would have said that, you're right, women can't do it themselves, but they must see to it that it's done. Very great chiddush that Tosfos writes. You can have a case where a person can't do a mitzvah, but you know what? But somehow he has to see to it that it's done. Ayideh acherim. The reason that Tosfos is not necessarily a parallel to Tosfos is the following. Maybe Tosfos means something else entirely. That kash of Tosfos and Kedushin Chavtes, that why do you need a pasuk? Isn't bris mila mitzvah shehazman grama? So if you look at the Tosfos Rid answers as follows. The mitzvah is not the maisa hamila. The mitzvah incumbent upon the father is to see to it that the child is mahul. That's what Tosfos Rid writes. And that's why it's not his man grama. Right? He can take care of that, right? On day one, on day two, on day three. If it didn't happen on day 8, day 10, day 11, day 12. The obligation of the father is to see to it that the meal is performed. It is not technically the act of the bris meal itself. That's very important with the critical issue, not for now, but what is the mo'el? Is the mo'el a shliach of the father? Is he not a shliach of the father? Do you need shlichus? Yeah, according to Tosfos Rid, of course you don't need shlichus. The chi of the father is to see to it that the child is mo'el. You don't need shlichus. The chiyuv of the father, the Mishnah says, is to see to it that the child has a parnasa, umdos. You don't need shlichus. Right? So you'll get someone to teach him a craft. You need shlichus. He has to be a barachi of shlichus, the meaning of shlichus. No, it means the child, father has to see to it that, right, all these things occur. Maybe that's what the Tosfos means in Avodah Zarah. We raised our question, if a woman can't do the maisa hamila, how could she be obligated? The answer is, the obligation is not maisa hamila. Maybe the obligation is, as Tosfos writes, to see to it that the child is mahu, and that the woman could do as well. That's an interesting issue. If you look, the Shagasari has several tshuvas. This is what the mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch discusses in the last mitzvah of Tayag, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes, women are exempt from Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's not a Gemara. But the Rambam writes that women are exempt from Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's interesting. Why is that true? How do you know that that's true? The pasuk just says Kislachem as Hashir Hazos. How do you know that the mitzvah applies only a man and not a woman? So maybe one can give various answers. We spoke earlier about time of the krav. A little bit, we'll touch on that. But maybe it's because the pasuk says, what's the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Lamdas Bnei Yisrael Sima V'Vim. Maybe there's a link between Ksiva and Limud. Women are exempt from Limud HaTorah. Or maybe we could argue more fundamentally, like the mezuzah. Women can't write a Sefer Torah. Isn't the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah to write a Kasher Sefer Torah? And if you cannot write a Kasher Sefer Torah, can you be obligated to Ksiva Sefer Torah? Maybe not. These are like fascinating Ramakomos. But what's relevant for us is the Gemara Shalav Chavtez does state explicitly that if one is a Chatziyah or Chatziyah ben Chorin, he cannot be Tokeya himself, but rather Yishum Acherim. So we do have this model in Shas of a person who can't do it himself, who has to be Yotzei Al Yedei Acherim. Very great Chiddush. There's an important Shagasari that's found in Simin Vav, where the Shagasari discusses the whole concept of Shomea Kolim. Because the Shagasari quotes Rishonim, Shagasari quotes a Shibbol HaLeket, but this is Mefurash HaRitva in Sukkah Daf Lamech Ches, that the only time you say Shomea Ka'one is if you yourself can perform a mitzvah. We're all sitting at the Shabbos table. Any one of us could make Kiddush, so therefore one person can make Kiddush Bar Acherim. But let's assume you can't make Kiddush. For example, you're an Eino Medaber. Or in the Ritva's case, in Sukkah Daf Lamech Ches, is you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Tzibur now is holding by Kedusha. Can I be out? Say Shomea Kona. The Ritva writes, no. Shomea Kona requires Kol Harayu Labila. Only if you could do something yourself, then you can invoke Shomea Kona. So if you are unable to speak, either physically or lahalacha, there's an Iser, Shomea Kona doesn't work. Against Rashi, right? Rashi who writes in Sukkah Daf Lamech Ches, but what do you mean? If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Tzibur comes to Kaddish HaKadusha, no problem. All right, just have in mind to be Yotzei, so you have the best of both worlds. It's not a Hefsik, and you're Yotzei through the principle of Shomea Kona. The Ritva writes, no, Shomea Kona doesn't work unless you can do something yourself. And the Shagasari and Simin Vav writes, how does that fit with Tekiah Shofar? You have your case of a Chatzi and a Chatzi ben Chorin who cannot be Tokel Atzmo, but Yishumei Acherim. How does that work? Perhaps that Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chavtes is uniquely true when it comes to Tekiah Shofar. Maybe it doesn't apply generally. Let me ask you the following example, and I'll tell you, like, a chiddush that the Minchas Sinach writes, almost as the Raposhet, but b'chor, a very great chiddush. Chatzi ever chatzi b'chor when it comes to Tekiah Shofar. What does he do? It's a problem. Yishma Acherim. Forget about Tekiah Shofar. He's going to be in shul anyway. So who here? So good. Don't tap the Chatzi ever chatzi b'chor to be the Baal Tokiah. Good? No problem. What about Birchas HaMazon? As an example. What about Birchas HaMazon? No, the Gemara in the Brachos and Dafaf that maybe women are only obligated to Birchas HaMazon to Rabbanon. No, we treat that as a Sveik of the Dina. Right, women are definitely obligated to Birchas HaMazon. It's a Mishnah, but the Gemara says maybe only to Rabbanon. And the Gemara says the Maynaf Kamina that a woman cannot be Motzi Amen in Birchas HaMazon. So let me ask you, what is Chatzi Rechatz Menachon do when it comes to Birchas HaMazon? Half of him is Chayv Midaraisa, and half is only Chayv Drabanan. So what does he do when it comes to Berchas HaMazon? What else? Here's HaOmer. No. Let's assume like Rav Rishon, like the Rambam. Women are exempt from Sefiras HaOmer. No, there are a lot of mitzvos, no, that are Tlios V'dibur, that men are obligated, women are exempt from. So what does a Chatzi V'Chatzi V'Nachon do in all those cases? So the Minchas Chinuch writes, like the unbelievable line that L'chora cannot be. No? In Mitzvah Tav Lamed is Mitzvah Berchas HaMazon in the Sefer HaChinuch. In Mitzvah Shinvav is the Mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer. So in both places, the Minchas Chinuch writes that this guy, this Chatzi V'Chatzi V'Nachorin, has to be Shomea Me'acherim. How can the Chatzi V'Chatzi V'Nachorin bench? And how can the Tzad Avdos Emotzi the Tzad Chayrus? So, yeah, that's really true. So, he can never eat alone, right? He always has to eat together with someone else, Kimotzi and Birchas HaMazon. That sounds like a much greater chiddush than the Chatzi V'Chatzi V'Nachorin case, regarding Tekiah Shofar. And Sefiras HaOmer, how can he have a Sefiras HaOmer? It's always a hybrid of Chiyuv and Ptur, and therefore Tzarech Yishum HaAcherim. That sounds very unusual. How can that be? What does the Chatzi and the Chatzi ben Chorin do when it comes to Sukkah? Half of him is Chayiv and half is exempt. So what does he do when it comes to Sukkah? Obviously, he can't be Yotzei Ayidei Acherim. What does he do? He sits in the sukkah. What does he do when it comes to Dalet Minim? He's no to Dalet Minim. I, part of it might be exempt, so fine. Part of it might be exempt. Ki chiyuvo, kach kiyuvo. His kiyum will correspond to the extent that he's chayiv. That's what the Chazish writes, the Simcha of Tes. When it comes to other mitzvos, it's not a problem at all. Whatever the extent of his chiyuv is, that will be met by his performance. So he's partially chayiv in Birchas Hamazon. So his Birchas Hamazon will discharge that partial chiyuv. That's not a problem. The problem, l'chore, is only in Tekiah Shofar. Because Tekiah Shofar is a mitzvah shmiyah. You have to be shomeya a kol shofar. That is the problem. That if he produces a kol, that is not considered to be a kol shofar shom mitzvah. Because it was produced mikoach achatziya v'chatziya v'chore. And therefore, the Chatzi Ben Chorin is not hearing the Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. L'chora, that is only true when it comes to Shofar, where you have to assume to an extent the mitzvah is a mitzvah shmiyah. Like Tokemi Tal Chabor. At least the Kiyum mitzvah is one of shmiyah, even if the Maisa mitzvah is one of Tkiyah. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the Shmias HaKol. Shmias critical. And this is not considered to be a Shmias Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. If it was partially produced by one who was Einu Mechuyev HaDavar. If this wouldn't be the case, if Shmiyah was irrelevant, yeah, then we would argue that you just do what you can do. You sit. It's a Mitzvah Shishiva. You sit. Kichiyuv HaKach Kiyumo. You bench. Kichiyuv HaKach Kiyumo. And perhaps again that this is indicated, right? And the difference between Kiyum Mitzvah, Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyum Mitzvah, Shmiya Sakol, the Maisa Mitzvah. Right? That's a Maisa Tkiyah. When we mentioned that Tosos earlier, right? Yevamos and Dav Tzadi Mabez, right? That top Tosos, Kelayim and Tzitzis, or Tosos suggested a very great Kiddush. That the Kiyum Mitzvah of Tzitzis is La'achar Levisha. Mashenka, when it comes to Kilayim, Lo Silbash, that is the Maisa Avera. So Kilayim is Levisha, and Tzitzis is Ad La'achar Levisha. So we raise the question, what do you mean? So how can you derive Esed Ochel Osasei? Esed Ochel Osasei has to be that which is Be'idna. Has to be Be'idna. So one possible answer we gave is that Tosus is like that Piskei Tosus is Valkim Samates, that don't take Be'idna so literally, right? Exactly at that moment. Exactly at that moment. And as long as it's my Sefa, that's considered to be sufficient. Maybe one could argue a little bit differently. Even if you assume that the Kiyum Mitzvah Tzitzis is La'achar Levisha, but what is the Maisa Mitzvah? The Maisa Mitzvah is one of Levisha. That's the act, donning the Beged, the Levisha. And the Bracha of the Hisatef is an indicator of Maisa Mitzvah. And perhaps now a further Chiddush, that Esed Ochel Osasei, as long as it's Maisa Mitzvah, that's sufficient. Einach Inami, a person only fulfill the Mitzvah Tzitzis, Asher Techasavah. But in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah, of course Levisha is part of the Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore, that's the case. Maybe one could argue the same thing as when it comes to Peruvu. Even if you'll argue that the Kiyum Mitzvah Peruvu is not Tchilas Bia, but the Maisa Mitzvah begins at the Tchilas Bia, and therefore, all that's necessary for Esed Ochel Osasei is Maisa HaMitzvah. Right, that would be that's a beautiful indicator of differences between Maisa HaMitzvah, Kiyum HaMitzvah, in that instance. case in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, a person, let's say, has a neged tzaras, the makom milah, and he removes it, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's makayim the mitzvah the exact instant that he removes the neged tzaras. You know, there are different layers of skin. There's or hamila, there's or hapriya, mav lo para kilo mav. So it doesn't necessarily mean that at the moment that he removes the nega, he fulfills the mitzvah bris milah. Fulfills the mitzvah bris milah. He didn't even do priya yet. And mav lo para kilo mav. You don't have the kiyum mitzvah of milah at this moment. So again, either you can argue, but still it's like seamless. It's called bidna. Or again, maybe you can argue, when it comes to an essay dechalosa say, milah, which is dochim, isarav, yishov, and against saras, you don't need kiyum hamitzvah. If this is labeled as maisa hamitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is sufficient to be dochim. And therefore, right, you don't have to, as again, have fulfilled the mitzvah bris milah, but certainly the removal of saras is part of the necessary maisa hamilah, right, and that is considered to be sufficient. So again, that these are interesting indicators of perhaps two aspects of the mitzvah of shofar. The maisa mitzvah is one of tkiah, and the kima mitzvah, right, is one of shmir. Perhaps this is also evident in the psukim, because the mitzvah of shofar is characterized in two very different ways. Right, in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah as being yom tshuva. Right, in the Parshas Emor, the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah as being Zichron Teshuva. Zichron Teshuva. What do you mean Yom Teshuva versus Zichron Teshuva? The Gemara has a Hava Mina and Rosh Hashanah Chavtas, but the Gemara rejects this. The Maskana is it's referring to two different times. When Rosh Hashanah is Chal B'Shabbos, then it's only Zichron Teshuva. Rosh Hashanah, which is Chal B'Chol, Yom Teshuva. And that's the Hava Mina of the Gemara, very great Chiddush. The Havamin of the Gemara, that the fact that we're not Tokeh Rosh Hashanah, Bishof, Rosh Hashanah, Bishabbos, is a Din Shaisa. Zichron Shua. The Gemara rejects that, no? Because the Gemara says, if that's true, even in Mikdash, you shouldn't have a mitzvah of Shofar. And we know, in Mikdash, they were Tokeh Bishofar even on Shabbos. So it must be because of a Gzeirah Darabah. It's a Gzeirah Darabah. That's one of the examples of Akira Sevim in HaTorah. Yivamos Tatsanim HaVeiz. Akira Sevim in HaTorah. In other words, Midaraisa Rosh Hashanah is always Yom Teshuva. Always Yom Teshuva. So a very simple kasha then. So then how do you account for the pasuk of Zichron Teshuva? The Gemara's original territory is beautiful. Two psukim, b'chol, b'shabbos. Once you assume that Midaraisa is tokeh b'shofar even b'shabbos, Yom Teshuva. What does Zichron Teshuva mean? So perhaps one of the answers could be exactly this point. Not two times, but two kiyumim. Yom Teshuva and Zichron Teshuva. And perhaps these two kiyumim correspond to Tkiyah versus Shmiyah. Yom Teshuva is the Maisa Mitzvah of Tkiyah. Zichron Teshuva is not referring to the Maisa Tkiyah. Zichron means the remembrance, the impression, the recollection of. That's referring to, right, the internal realization. The response, so to speak, that emphasizes the aspect of Shmiyah. It's not enough to be Tokeya. A person has to be Shomeya. Right? The kol has to register. Let me ask you a simple question. The mitzvah of shofar. Toward whom is the kol directed? We sound the shofar in order that what? In order that what? Kadosh Baruch Hu should hear, we should hear. Right? It's an unusual question. No, but what is the focus? What is the direction of the kol shofar? If you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and up to Zayin, the Gemara says the following, that Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, tiku lefanai, b'shofar sha'ayon. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, blow for me. Kedei sha'azkor lachem akedes Yitzhak ben Avram, the impression you get from the Gemara is unusual. We're tokeya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, look, you know, it's a Yom HaDin. The goal is to be Ma'orei Rachamim. Blow the shofar for me, because by your blowing the shofar, that will be a tool, a vehicle of being Ma'orei Rachamei Shamayim. But yet, Kol Shofar obviously is something that is supposed to affect us as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuvim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Daled, what is the essence of Shofar? The Rambam writes, right, Remez Yeshbo, Ur Yeshenim Yishinaschem, it's supposed to be a sound that we hear and awakens us. Ikitzir Nirdami Mitabanaschem, Chibsu Maseichem. The Rambam writes, the whole purpose of the Kol Shofar is to give us a jolt. The Gemara writes in the Chavav that the Shofar is supposed to be curled, it shouldn't be made straight, because the more bent a person is, the more appropriate. Rashi writes, Bitfila. In other words, the Shofar represents we who are engaging in Tfila. So on the one hand, the Shofar is directed toward Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tikul Lefanai. On the other hand, obviously, we're blowing for ourselves to hear. Rishem Yishen Aschem. Right, perhaps, again, that reflects, right, these two elements as well. Right, that element of Tkia, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tikul Lefanai, your obligation is to blow. Right, but as the Rambam emphasizes based on the Gemara, right, blowing is insufficient, right? One is obligated, no doubt, to be shomea kol shofar. Right, in that sense, that perhaps reflects the difference between maisa mitzvah and kima mitzvah, even in terms of that dual direction, right, of the kol shofar, directed to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but also something that is directed toward, right, ourselves. And we'll discuss in the next shiur, right, is the details of the Seder HaTkiyos. And so if you can, we'll just go through that also, so if you haven't yet, right, on Daf Lamed Gimel, right, and you can take a look at the Rishonim of that Daf, simply the various possibilities, the Ran calls through Rav Haigon, right, what exactly is the Kol Shvarim, what is the Kol Trua, what kolos exactly do you blow in terms of the Tkiyos that are in fact all Seder HaBrachas. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem will pick up Sunday 11:30, right, and try to cover those aspects of the mitzvah. Mm-hmm.